My friends, may the good Lord give all of you peace. Before we get into reflecting on the scriptures, just a brief introduction. My name is Father John Anglin. I'm a Franciscan, as you can see, a different flavor of Franciscan than the wonderful friars you have here at St. Andrew's, but I am a Franciscan. I come originally from Boston, Massachusetts. I'm stationed in St. Petersburg, Florida, but with my Boston background, I might tend to talk a little bit funny at time to Texas ears. And I'm here representing a wonderful Catholic charitable organization called Unbound. Unbound is 42 years old, founded in 1981 by some lay people from Kansas City, Kansas. They had been lay missionaries in Guatemala. Unbound is founded by lay people, run by lay people, but they need priests like me to go around and preach on their behalf. Unbound had humble beginnings. The founders began helping children at a poor school in Guatemala. With the help of their friends, they started helping some other schools, and then they changed their model to sponsorship, sponsoring children now and elders as well in 18 different countries around the world. 92.1% of monies raised by Unbound goes to program support. That has earned them an A-plus or five-star rating from all of the charitable watchdogs that evaluate charities in this country. And that should tell you that if you give through Unbound, your money will be wisely and well spent. Let's take a look at the scriptures. Come across the water and walk to Jesus. That's his invitation to every one of us. In the storms of life, in the difficult times of life, he tells us he's there to help us and to strengthen us. And he invites us, like Peter, to walk across the water. I've been thinking, too, in these days, sometimes it isn't just the personal struggles that we all have. We may have had sickness and death, family problems, and all of that that challenge our faith. But the times we live in do as well, with the war in Ukraine, the fires, the gun violence, the political unrest even in our own country, the anger that's about. It can make us wonder, where are you, Lord? And like Peter, let's be honest, every one of us, myself included, sometimes we start walking across the water and we fall into the drink. But Jesus is there, inviting us to get up. He's with us. In the first reading today, we hear the story of the prophet Elijah, and he's waiting to meet God. And God is not in the earthquake, in the wind, or in the fire. God is in the gentle breeze. And sometimes as we go through our life with its struggle, We look for God in the spectacular, and sometimes, of course, God is in the spectacular, but so often, like with the prophet today, God is in the little things, in the small things. And I'm here today with this organization called Unbound to invite you to consider the fact that you might be the instrument of God in the gentle breeze showing up in the life of one person who's very poor and making a difference in that person's life. Unbound invites you to consider sponsoring a child or a needy elder for $40 a month. That's 40, $40 a month. Now, how does that work? I'm going to give you three words: compassionate care, accountability, and sacrifice. The compassionate care, the money's gathered, goes to the Unbound headquarters in Kansas City. But Unbound follows all the criteria of Catholic social teaching, one of which is that decisions are best made at the most local level. So Unbound doesn't pretend that somebody at an office in Kansas City knows the needs of a mother and her child in Kenya or some other faraway country. Unbound realizes that that mother of the little child, the child him or herself when they get old enough, and the elders, they know what they need to take the next step to get ahead. So the money is dispersed to each country, within the country, to local communities, committees made up of parents, mostly the mothers of the sponsored children, the children themselves when they're old enough, and the elders, and they decide what they're going to do. I was in El Salvador a few years ago and was deeply touched by a young mother who had her five-year-old son on her lap, and she held up the new shoes that she just bought for him so he could go to school. That's what she did that month with her sponsorship money. And she thanked us not only for being generous, she thanked us for believing in her, for trusting that she knew what was best for her child. That's the level of compassionate care. Accountability. People don't just get some funds from Unbound, buy a case of beer, and throw a party. They go to these meetings, and they have to state what they're going to do this month with the sponsorship money. And then at a future meeting, they have to demonstrate that indeed they spent the money in that way. So compassionate care balanced by accountability. Sacrifice. I know that the minute that I said $40 a month, some of you checked out. That's okay. I know, and Unbound knows, some people simply cannot afford $40 every month. So I don't want to lay guilt trips on anyone who just can't do this. On the other hand, there are people who sponsor more than one. I know there are people in this parish who are already sponsors, and maybe some of you, if that fits the bill, maybe some of you could do one more. But I would like to appeal especially to those of you who are hearing this and thinking, you know, this sounds great. I'd really like to do this, but I just don't know if I can come up with $40 every month. Consider this. Even though the economy is up and down like a roller coaster, gas prices going up again, restaurants are full, especially on the weekend, aren't they? We spend all kinds of money on alcoholic beverages. And then there's gambling, lottery tickets, casinos, sports betting, all of that. Now, I'm Catholic. The good news is we're allowed to do all of that as long as it's in moderation. But you know, I'm not asking that anyone give up all of that, but if we just cut back on some of the money we spend on having fun, I'm not against fun, just cut back a little bit. If we can sacrifice a little bit, there we have the $40. I'm a Franciscan, I have a vow of poverty, but living in the United States, I do okay, but still I have a budget and allowance that I have to work with, and I wasn't sure I could come up with $40. But I examined my expenses. I thought, oh my goodness, Starbucks, other coffee shops, and ice cream parlors are getting way too much of my money. I cut back on some of that, and I've been able to sponsor Tony Antonio. He's going to be 17 next week. He lives on the outskirts of Lima, Peru, in a very poor house with a dirt floor and a tin roof. Anthony is a good student in school. I'm sure he'll graduate soon from high school. That's important because one of the criteria for sponsored children is they and their parents have to commit to finishing high school. In poor countries, there's always a temptation to drop out at about 11 or 12 years old, then they never get ahead. So Anthony's going to fit the bill for that. How do they get water in Anthony's house? I got out of bed this morning, took a shower, made some coffee. There's water right there in the friary, here in the parish, at home where I live. We all have running water in our homes. But in Anthony's house, they get buckets once or twice a week and go down to the street corner and wait for the tank truck to arrive with potable water. How do I know that? I write to Anthony and he writes to me. That's one of the beautiful things of sponsorship. You form a relationship, a friendship through writing with the people that you're sponsoring. And if it's a child, you know, the parents get involved in this, so you really get to know a whole family as well. Now, I happen to be fluent in Spanish, so I can write to Anthony in his own language, but Unbound has translators for everyone that they serve around the world. So no matter where you choose to sponsor, you will be able to communicate with the person that you're sponsoring. Now, when my Franciscan superiors realized what I was doing, they said, John, you can do one more. So I'm sponsoring an elder. His name is Epifanio, Epiphany. He was born on January 6th, the Feast of the Epiphany. In a lot of Catholic countries, it's not a requirement, but there's a custom of naming a child according to the feast day on which the child was born. But Epifanio's in his late 60s. He's not a lazy man. He was a bricklayer and a construction worker for most of his life. But with arthritis now, he just can't do the heavy lifting anymore. He still does a few light jobs. But with the help of Unbound, Epifanio and other elders around the world can live dignified lives in their last years. As you leave church today, over to the left here, near the main entrance, many of you saw this on the way in, there's a table. On that table, there are folders that look like this. Each folder has a picture of the person waiting to be sponsored, their name, and their country. This is Francisca, a 5-year-old girl from Guatemala. Inside the folder, there's a payment form. You can pay by credit card, bank withdrawal, cash, or check. If you want to do this and you don't have the money or the card in your pocket, there's a box that says, please bill me. When you get the bill, you can go forward. Also, the latest form of payment, in one of the papers inside, there's a QR code. If you've got your cell phone and you want to do it that way, I'll be there and I'll point out how to go about that. The most important thing, however, peruse the material, look for someone that you think you can relate to, but do not take a folder home, please, unless you hand in a payment form to me or one of the wonderful volunteers that's here helping me out. Finally, and most importantly, even though I'd like to see a whole bunch of you become sponsors through Unbound, the important thing each Sunday is that we heed the message of the scriptures and try to put it into practice. And today, Jesus, who might be speaking to us in the gentle breeze or in the earthquake or in some other way, Jesus is calling us in faith to walk across the waters and to trust in him, knowing that in the end, that is the source of our hope. Thank you very much. May the Lord give you peace.